"He is riding," the other women answered. "Rock, rock, rock, Hajj," they proclaimed. A boy, a strong boy." Bells rang, a sudden clangor of bronze birds. A deep-throated war horn sounded its long, low note. The old women began to chant. Underneath their painted leather vests, their withered dug swayed back and forth, shiny with oil and sweat. The eunuchs who served them threw bundles of dried grasses into a great bronze brazier, and clouds of fragrant smoke rose up toward the moon and the stars. The Dothraki believed the stars were horses made of fire, a great herd that galloped across the sky by night. As the smoke ascended, the chanting died away, and the ancient crone closed her single eye, the better to peer into the future. The silence that fell was complete. Danny could hear the distant call of night birds, the hiss and crackle of the torches, the gentle lapping of water from the lake. The Dothraki stared at her with eyes of night, waiting. Khal Drogo laid his hand on Danny's arm. She could feel the tension in his fingers. Even a Khal, as mighty as Drogo, could know fear when the Dush Kaleen peered into smoke of the future. At her back, her handmaids fluttered anxiously.